Tonight's shir, Simin Kuf, Pei Dalet, Sif Hei, and Sif Vav. Sif Hei. Ad Emasai Yachol Levarech. How long does a person have to make his bracha achrona when he finishes eating? What's the time frame after he's done eating? Ad Shiyas Achel HaMazon Shemayam. Until the food has digested in his stomach. Now, this is not a precise digestion starts medically, maybe in your mouth and start chewing and it keeps going. But there's a shear that we give of a degree of digestion that we measure by. The kamashir, so how much is that? So as long as he's still satisfied from that first meal, he can still make the bracha achrona. Once he's hungry again, then that food is too far gone from his stomach, and now he's gotta make he lost his chance to make a bracha achrona. From the time he begins to be hungry, even though it may not be fully digested, we treat it as if it's fully digested. We also use this measure when he eats fruit or drinks wine. As long as he's not hungry or thirsty for those fruits or beverages, he can still make a bracha achrona. He can't estimate if it's digested or not. We go by, is he hungry? Now a new hunger or a new thirst, then he lost it. Mr. Bursiv Khan Tezain, Ad Emasai Vachul. So how does he have to make a bracha achrona? Amisha Shachach Vloberch Dele Elkoi. This goes back on the person who forgot and didn't bench right away that we mentioned earlier. So the notes point out a diyuk that means the chatchili should bench right away. You should bench right away. You shouldn't delay at all. If you forgot, you didn't get around to bench. So now, how much time do you have? But really, chatchila, it should be done right when you finish eating. So if God in Yizayin calls match, so we say, as long as he's still satisfied, he's not hungry. Once he's hungry, the eating is gone. He lost his birchas hamazon. For most, if he wants to eat now new stuff, the Mogen Avraham holds that not only did he lose the Birchas HaMazon, he even lost his Bracha Rishona. He has to make a new Hamotzi. Even though there was no distraction. The Kivin Shenisachel HaMazon, once the food has digested to this point, Hifsid Gan Bracha Rishona, you lost the Bracha Rishona too. So according to Mogen Avraham, not only is there a time element for the Bracha Acharona to expire on you, so too there's a time element on the Bracha Rishona. Aval, however, Habi Achrona Pligele, many Achrona disagree with the Magen Avraham. Usir Savi, they hold, the Bracha Rishona lo hifsid, he does not lose Bracha Rishona. Kol Shlo Siach Dai to be time. If there's no Hezer Adas, and there's no Shinui Makom, you don't lose Bracha Rishona merely because of time, and that is how we go. Like we said in the past, when the Mishnah brings an Aval, that is how he is going. That's his Psak. Now, the notes bring a well-known Chakir from Chazanish. When we say that after this amount of time he lost the Birchas HaMazon, so the question is, what is the pshat in this? Do we say that Birchas HaMazon is on the fact that I was given sustenance, and as long as I feel the effects of the sustenance, so it's as if I'm still eating and my bracha achrona is applicable? Or do we say that you make a bracha achrona for eating, and the zman for the bracha is achi yisachel hamazon, but the chiyuv is generated purely by the eating? So this distinction plays a role by a katan, and many bar mitzvah boys have darshan this drasha. Do we say if a boy ate the meal when he was a katan, and then it becomes a gadol, is his chiyuv to bench the araisa or the rabbanim, like the katan? If you say it goes by when he eats, that creates the chiyuv to bench. He has a time frame. Then he was a katan when he ate. But if you say the fact that I'm satisfied generates the chiyuv bracha v'achalta v'savata, and the sevia is as if I'm still eating, then he has a din chiyuv d'oraisa to make a bracha achrona because he's still sevia when he's a gadol. This kind of chakir. So it's a well-known chakir of the Chazon Ish and has enough kamina when it comes to a child. Sif katan yud ches machmas oso achila. As long as he's still full from eating, he can still make the bracha achrona. It seems that we're coming to exclude in humushaer if he calculates what he began to eat with was a long enough time for it to digest, for and he would have been hungry. But during that time frame, he went and ate other things. Now he's not hungry now, not because of what he ate originally. He's not hungry because of what he ate the mezainis. Then he realized he never benched from the first time he ate. So what the Machab is saying is, he cannot bench. Because that achila is gone. It doesn't make a difference if later on I had some cake or cookies, a snack, and now I'm not hungry because of that. If, had I not eaten it, I would have been hungry from the first eating, so he lost his ability to bench. But when do we say this? When he finished eating the initial meal, he didn't plan on eating anything else. And then, later on, he has this snack, this mezonos. Let's say it's all one big meal. Kagon, for instance, we do this by big banquets. You could sit there for hours and hours. So sometimes, even though I start the meal with bread, by the time the meal is over, I'm way past the time of has elapsed of satisfying myself from that bread. Nonetheless, you can still bench at the end. Because in the time interim that has elapsed, he's eating other foods like appetizers and the like. He's eating cakes and pastries. He's drinking. It's all one meal. It's as if the original food was never digested yet. So if he ate a meal and he was distracted, didn't think about it anymore, and then he has some mezonos, and now he's not hungry from the mezonos, but he's still hungry. He would have been hungry from the original meal. He can't bench. But if I'm at a chasana that goes on for hours, and I wash, and it's hours later, but it's all part of the meal, and the different courses come out, and it's all connected. So then we don't say the time has elapsed, even though it's been a long time since he ate the bread. Sifkan yotes. The same is true if he ate fruit or drank wine, as long as he's satisfied and he's not hungry, la'osam peres for those fruits. Lav dafka, it doesn't have to be for those specific fruits. El shena tov l'shom peres, he doesn't want any fruits because he's full. Husimin shlonis akli da'i me'ev, it's a sign that it's still not digested yet to the point he lost the bracha. Sifkan chof im eni yodeh v'chulu, if he doesn't know how to calculate. V'kol zeh kisha ochal kol tzorcha me'ha lechem omehez, this means he ate as much as he wanted from the bread or the fruits. Avlam ochel ma'at, but if he ate a little, v'chafetz lechol od, and he really would like to eat more, el shol hayo lo yosu mizah, but he didn't have more. B'zeh kashem ma'od l'sha'er hashir. Here it's very difficult to calculate the amount, to call zman she'enu ro'ev, as long as he's not hungry from the first eating. Kivet she'tekev hayo lo gam kein taiv, because he's hungry right now. He right now has a desire. El shol hayo lo, he just doesn't have more to eat. So kasu harbi achon, many achon right. The Mishan Bezeh, we calculate over here, Akadeh Hiluch Arba Milin, the time it takes to walk 4 mil. Shu Ein Beis Minut, assuming it's 18 minutes to walk 1 mil, so it's 72 minutes to walk 4. Vakadeh Shir Zeh, within the time of 72 minutes, Bukhuri Levar, he makes a bracha achrona. Shebevad Yelun Asachel Afilu Achilu Mu'etes B'Shimu Kezeh. Certainly, even a small amount of eating is not digested in that period of time, since it's such a small amount of time. The yesh min achronim shemitzal, but other achronim are inclined to say, dem ochel achilu mu'etes, that if he ate very little, v'sho koidim shebirch b'chas mazin, and then there was a delay before benching, v'ni yodei l'shan, he can't calculate im nesachel ha'mazin, if the food digested sufficient or not, af shehu b'soch shir arba milon, even though it's within 72 minutes, don't rely on the 72 minutes. Rather, eat some more bread. Eat a kazayis of bread. And then bench. As far as the new bread he eats, he doesn't have to make a new hamotzi. As long as there's no hesach hadas from eating more. But if he doesn't have bread, we could rely on the first view, and still bench at shir abo milon until 72 minutes have elapsed. So there's this disagreement. There's one mahalach that says that you always have 72 minutes, even if you ate a little bit. Others say no. If you ate a little bit, you don't have 72 minutes. 72 minutes, you could have eat a lot, but not if you eat a little bit. He doesn't tell us how much time you have if you didn't eat a lot. The Kaf Ha Chaim brings that you have a half hour. And Rav Badner in the Hilchos Brachos book says he asked Rabbi Yosef, also, in a half hour you can for sure make Baruch HaKohen. No matter how little you ate, a half hour you have. For sure you have a half hour. So it comes out that from the time you, not even a Moses, it could be a snack, a fruit, a drink. So if you have a bag of chips, you have a glass of pop. So that's all you had. So then we say half hour. Because for a half hour, for sure, it's not digested sufficient. You can still make the brachona. Once you get it past half hour, you have a machlokas now. Some say you have 72 minutes, even for a bag of chips. Others say not for a bag of chips. That's this harbi achronim and yeshman achronim. This is the two shittas that Mr. Brewer is bringing over here. So for a snack, a half hour is a safe number. Once it's more significant and you're not sure, we do 72 minutes. We will use that number 72 minutes when you had a more significant amount to eat. But if, again, a person gets a sandwich, but he can eat two sandwiches. But we'll say you have 72 minutes on a sandwich. But if you eat literally just a bag of chips, three cookies, that's a shear for Baruch HaChrona, I wouldn't say after a half hour. Say half hour, you're okay, you're safe for a half hour. Mishnah Berurah never mentions the half hour. But that is brought in Kaf Ha Chaim, and he quotes Rabbi Yosef that also the half hour. Se'iv of Shi'ur Achila, Levarach Oleh HaBirchas HaMazon, Bekazayis. The minimum amount to eat to create an obligation of Birchas HaMazon is a kezayis. You have to have a minimum of kezayis to kick in the chi of the bench. Mishnah Berurah Sefkan Chafaf, Levarach Oleh HaBirchas HaMazon to bench, you need a kezayis. V'yav al-gav de Baruch HaRishon etzarech Levarach afilo al-kol. So even though for the Baruch HaRishon, for Baruch HaRishon, you make a Baruch HaRishon on any amount. Hasa mishum de asa lehenes me'el mazeh b'li bracha. That's because you can't benefit from this world without a bracha in any amount. But Baruch HaChon is a different cheshbon. Mishnah Berurah Simkan Chaf Beis, but kezayis. So you have to have a minimum kezayis. Hayne midor bonon. This is from the Chacham. Al midraisa, einu chayav levarach birchas hamazon. Min atar, you don't have to bench. Kim kashachal daf kashir sivi, unless you ate an amount that you're satisfied. Shneim, like it says, v'yachalta v'savata uveirachta. When you eat and you're satisfied, then the Torah says to bench. V'shir sivi, the amount to be full, mashma misefer chinuch, it's implied from Sefer Chinuch, Parshas Ekev, deina shoba kol adam. It's not the same for everybody. It's a personal amount. El kol echad yudeas v'yaso, everyone knows for himself. V'mdako tomi lechol kadei mechiyosav, let's say this person always eats a minimum just to stay alive. Kamzei nechshav sivi, for him, that's severe. And a woman is different than a man, and a small person, a big person, everyone's different, depending on metabolism, depending on what you need. So it's open for every individual. But the Rabbanon created a minimum for everybody. Kezayis is a shavala kol. If you have a kezayis, we're going to make a bracha achrona. Mid Rabbanon, even though we're not severe.